I'm telling you, Brandon, when I get this paperwork from Mr. Clark, he gives me an Excel spreadsheet. And he says, can you fill this out? And I try to do it by the deadline. And he says, don't worry, we can change it in the budget. We'll go over this, whatever. So I do so.
Well aware
of how the
process
goes. But when I figure this number, I figure it based on what my parcel count is and what I'm expecting to get.
Mr. Clark, do you have the material that she actually handed in? Was it $163,000 or was it $162,327?
And again, I actually sent that to Susan as a forward again, what was sent to me, and it was, I was looking up that document of when I sent that, or when she sent it to me, and I've got it on email, what was sent to my office, exactly how it was put and sent to my office, and these are the numbers.
And that was exactly the 163, the 2,000, the 280,000, okay.
And next time for the budget, I will be sending it on a PDF. I will hand print it, not send it through email. Nothing can be changed till you guys decide you want to do so, because I put in the correct numbers for you guys.
What's
and
the
on the back of that document, on the request, it even has her direct notes.
David made that note.
Okay. Just curious, David, what's the SB stand for?
Should be.
Should be. Thank you.
Sorry.
I don't read shorthand. Is the commission fine with taking the numbers from the auditor, putting it in there on the requested, filling out what he has suggested with this, with the notes? Again, we're not talking about a huge difference. Or is the commission fine with that and then approving this on those amended changes?
That's accurate with what we have.
It matches the numbers that was
that we will have on hand.
Right.
Do we have the document where we can change it? Susan probably has a document where she changes it.
I mean, we can
request
it. We still agree with those changes.
Okay.
Okay.
But will it be made?
Well, do we enter this in the record as Exhibit A?
Okay.
Move to enter into the record the preliminary budget summary as presented by Auditor Clark and label Exhibit A.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Ms. Chapman, do you have a problem? Can you show that to Ms. Chapman, please?
Yes.
Do you have a problem with us approving those numbers?
Yeah, this morning, and a whole new set of numbers. That's amazing. I love that. You know, again, this is just an estimate.
I understand that.
They already have the approved. You can put any numbers you want. I'm okay with it because, again, 24 is an estimate.
I'm asking, again, we're not talking about huge differences. I'm just asking if you're okay with us approving that as part of the maintenance plan.
I am.
Okay.
I am.
Thank you. Is there any other concerns that we have?
What's your new numbers this evening?
As far as Commissioner White, is there any other thoughts on the letter that was sent out?
That's just part of the maintenance plan.
That's part of the maintenance plan. It's in reference to a letter that somebody named Tim or Jeff or something that Jeff sent to her, I guess, October 20th. Have we seen that letter? You may have sent it to us. Okay. Is there any other concerns on any of these numbers? Or are we good to go ahead and approve that? Based on...
We're approving what... Assume that the assessor's signature and the timelines, that she agrees with this, and this is what she's wanting to do.
So based on the recommendation and presentation by the assessor?
Yes.
Okay. So let me get my thoughts before I make the motion. Bear with me. Move to approve the assessment maintenance plan agreement at the request of the assessor and as presented by the assessor, including the agreed upon changes as presented by Exhibit A.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you all. We made it to the end of that. All right. I have 9:51 a.m. We will be in recess. That is our last order of business we have down here. We are agendized for upstairs.